female way. Jill loves me, and she told me so. And because he has my left big toe. I used to suck it when I was a baby. My own, I mean. So I know it very well. I loved you once, Johnny. A great deal. No, I don't. The next time you serve papillettes de crotte à la crème, I hope some big bully makes you swallow every last mouthful.
At the end of a perfect day, Your Grace? Will there be anything else?
No, thank you, Kesa.
Our usual 4¼-minute egg in the morning. If you please.
When Adam and Barbara got home, there was a message from Mike Clode's office saying that a copy of Fatso by Fay Pope would be arriving by messenger first thing in the morning.
God, first thing really is first thing sometimes. I know you've got a book for me.
Hello, Dad.
You haven't got a book for me.
Can I come in?
Yes.
How's Mum?
She's in the kitchen. You remember the way.
Do you hate the beard?
I don't hate anything.
Adam held his son and stared into the hall mirror at the two of them. He had his arms around Tom, but Tom did not have his around Adam. When Adam let him go, Tom went down the stairs to the kitchen. Adam stood looking at himself, as if at a curiosity. When at last he did go, slowly, down to the kitchen, he saw that Tom was sitting in his usual place, with a thick cup of coffee in front of him. Barbara sat opposite him, tearless, with her chin supported on two hands, as if her head was too heavy to rely on one.
Do I have to say hello?
No, you don't.
His voice is slightly, isn't it? Older, wiser.
That's what I said. Well, the older bit.
But then it must be true.
You haven't changed much then, you two.
How long have you been back in the UK?
A few days.
Really?
I was in the street last night. I saw you both come home.
After a crap dinner.
You seemed happy. You were laughing and laughing.
We had such a crap dinner.
You saw us. Why didn't you come over then?
Sorry, Dad. Didn't have the bottle. Found it later.
You know we want to know everything, don't you? Everything you want to tell us. I mean, when you do, if you do. And if you don't.
Sure.
Do you want some eggs?
Two, if I can.
And a slice of fatted calf with that, would you like?
How's Rach?
I can do where. Almost certainly the university library. She's finishing her thesis. I think she's fine.
You must be very proud of her.
I haven't spoken.
I haven't spoken to anyone.
So you're alone, then?
In London?
Yes.
Until...
What's happening?
You tell me. With you.
Here we are. I'm still doing the things I do.
And I'm still doing the things he doesn't.
How's the new book?
Coming. Not bad.
I read The Disappearance.
A bit dated.
I liked it. Mum looks wonderful.
She is, since you got here.
You'll never guess where I read it, The Disappearance.
It's published long before. I mean, you weren't even at school yet.
Where?
B.A. Buenos Aires. I was in a bar, and there was this man reading this book, and I couldn't believe it. The Disappearance by Adam Morris. I sat and watched him turn the pages.
I've never, ever seen anyone reading a book of mine in a public place.
He caught me looking at him. Fair-haired man, about your age. Silver in it. The hair. And he smiled at me. Strange smile. Not what you think.
Was I thinking that?
I didn't have the beard then. But it wasn't one of those smiles. I know those. Anyway, he smiled, this man in the bar, and we had a drink. He was in property, and Robert, this man's name was Robert Kahn, worked...
Robert Kahn? You don't mean it.
That's right. He was at school with you.
You do mean it. You saw him once, bar, at a bus stop.
Oh, I don't remember.
He did. He remembered the way you looked at Dad when you got on your bus, as if you might never see him again. Then you looked at him, he said, Robert.
What was he like?
a dandy who couldn't quite afford the clothes.
Perfect.
He didn't really seem to fit in his own skin. He was who he said he was, obviously.